When everybody gets here, they'll start with a parade of schools. So the districts will line up and they have their mascots and their flags, and they'll parade around the track. And then we'll have the opening ceremonies. There will actually be two moments of silence during the ceremonies this morning for two lost students. And then, you know, they have the opening remarks, and then the games will start from there.
Is that what we see here? Or, you know, we have a group in red going that way.
In fact, how can you see anything?
Blue.
There's just a mass of people in front of us. This
I know.
Well, it is nice. The schools generally wear the same color shirt. So their whatever their school colors are, they'll wear matching shirts. So it's easy to find them on the field. And then, yes, they start to congregate, get their people in order. Lots of schools, they bring their own volunteers, too, student volunteers, teachers, specialists, special education specialists. And so it is kind of at the beginning, it is kind of just a meetup. Everybody's trying to find each other. We still are waiting for buses to arrive with the athletes. You know, it just seems to, like, be a lot of stuff happening, and then it just starts happening. Like, everybody gets here, and then the action starts.
And they all fill in the stadium and go to their different events?
Yes, they do. And so many parents come for the event, too, and they bring their signs, and they're cheering from the stands, and it really is just a very moving but wonderful, wonderful event. We're a little tight on parking this year because we've got construction going on the other side of the complex. So we're shuttling a lot of people over here this morning from Elyria High School's parking area and from the church. I forget the church that was so generous to allow us to park, but neighbors have been kind enough to let us pick people up and park there and shuttle them back and forth. So, but kind of handy too, because you can just get on the bus and relax and you don't have to look for a parking spot.
Did you do a PD podcast related to the Special Olympics or anything that's coming here, or have you done that in the
we
past?
We have, yes. We normally do that. We actually just did a PD podcast with Andy Menner and Sam Bonetta on Unified Sports. And they talk to us, too, when they're on there about their fundraisers throughout the year to make events like this possible. They do an annual craft fair every year in the spring. And then they do a golf outing in the fall. So, you know, we try to pull them on when they've got big things going on to talk about it.
This reminds me of another PD podcast you did recently, and we aired some of it, the International Festival.
Oh, yes.
Over at
Eastern Heights.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, just being here today, you're bringing a lot of people together, lots of different ages, parents as well,
yeah,
from all over the county. But in that setting, you brought people together to learn about different cultures, and I thought that was pretty cool.
It was such a fantastic event. It was their first time doing it, and we're very fortunate because over at Eastern Heights Middle School, our choir teacher is actually a professional singer. Rachel Brown and the Beatnik Playboys. She is Rachel Brown. And so when she's not in the clubs at night, she's teaching the kids during the day. She asked her musician friends if they wanted to come, and they all came and played. And we had blues, jazz, swing, country in every corner of the school. And then we had professional singers and dancers, and it was just a fantastic thing. They are doing it again next year, and next year they're going to open it up to the broader community. So yeah, it's a great event.
Well, you want me to say something? I'm just taking notes of here. I see the Midview in the blue. Also, I did see some the green for the Amherst Comets that
right.
are here as well. And then there's some other sort of military-looking green. I think it looks at Titans, I believe. Are they?
Oh, yeah, Titans are here. And then the other kind of tie-dye green was St. Jude Jaguars. They're here.
I see Olmsted Falls Bulldogs here as well. So a lot of them coming in with their school colors. And everybody kind of coming. They're going to be well hydrated, by the way. Everybody has their own special water bottles that need to be. Because you always have to think about it. They're athletes. They're participating in a big event.
Yes.
And they want to make sure that everybody goes through the same regimen.
I think we'll have the smell of coconut oil wafting through the air, too, as the sun heats up the day.
That's okay. It's a beautiful day here. Couldn't be any better.
Is Craig turning a little red, do you think? Is he getting too much sun where he's at? He is shading.
You guys have a good spot here.
He's shadowing me a little bit.
I'm going to face you, Bruce.
Thank you. This is like you do. We have Amy Higgins from Elyria Schools. You know her sometimes. She comes on, talks about the different communications in schools, but also the PD podcast you can find on the Elyria Schools website as well. Lots of ways to talk with different people within the schools.
I heard you guys commenting on the setting here, and I just have to reiterate, isn't it amazing when you're here with the trees all around and the birds, how peaceful it is to be in this setting? You kind of forget that you're in the middle of a city. It feels very peaceful, quiet, rural. We opened this track up for residents to come and walk. Every Monday through Friday, they can come until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They can walk on the track, run on the track. So I encourage people, if they haven't been out to the stadium for any reason, get out here and check it out. It's such a beautiful place.
Well, that's a part of the things with a school system. It has to be part of the community. And not only do you have it for help for the students, but you talk about how else can you have use of something when there may not be a school activity going on for them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They're community sites for sure.